Hi everybody, welcome to Robin's 365. It's Sunday morning and I am out for a very early morning walk. It's just after 6 a.m. and I'm in Adelaide, and I thought I would come out for, I couldn't sleep, woke up at 5:30 just lying there. I thought, well, it's very warm, gonna be warm today, it's a beautiful morning, no sun is up, and you can hear the ocean in the background, probably lapping up the waves. I'm walking up a hill at the moment. It's quite hilly here. It's just a really lovely morning. I thought, why don't I get out, do some exercise before I have the wedding this afternoon? And as I'm walking, it makes me think about how often the best parts of the day happen when most people are asleep. Like I'm going to see the sunrise this morning. I'm not sure, maybe another 35, 40 minutes or so before it comes up. I saw the sunset here last night. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And if I think about where the greatness happens, well, let's talk about nature first. The being somewhere like here, see a sun rise, see a sunset, I mean, they're priceless. I remember sharing, was actually here too, not in this very location right here, but it was in Adelaide, one morning when after the tour down under, we headed back to Melbourne early in the morning because we wanted to get back at a reasonable hour, and it's like 8.5 hours drive without stopping. Of course, you have to stop to fill up with petrol. And I remember coming out of Adelaide at dawn, and the kids were in the back seat, and they were half asleep, half awake. No, I'm not tired. No, I'm not tired. But I've had to get them out of bed when they're asleep, put them into their seats and everything. And I said to them, "Have a look at this." And as we were coming up over through the Adelaide Hills, you can just see the sunrise coming up. And I made a point of saying how it's often the things that are free in life, nature's gifts, that you can't pay money for that. It's like it's just there. And yeah, it was a nice moment. And I think about where I get a lot of my great work done. Like, it's at times of the day early in the morning when most people are asleep. It's at night time when most people are sleeping, and I'm getting coaching at midnight into 1 a.m. in the morning. Or it's where I'm working on something exciting that's after the normal hours when most people don't work anymore. When most people aren't working, I'm still working. And I think that's where the greatness lies. And I think one of the biggest changes that I made to my life was around my work ethic. And I just said, gradual realization that if I wanted to be greater than I was, if I wanted to live this life of success that I had created in my own mind, didn't know what that was actually going to look like, because I was still going to drive the same car and live in the same house and all that kind of stuff. Still do the same types of things every day that thrive me. But I just had this hunger to be able to do it. And it was through that hunger and studying people and listening to my coach and the message finally getting through that if you want to achieve what it is that you have perceived, then it meant that I needed to work a lot longer. I'll start with that first. You just work longer and not, sorry about the winter, not achieve anything. But let's start with the longer first. I knew that I had to get up earlier. I knew that I had to work longer through the day. Being more focused through the day came with time. But the first thing was, I knew that I just needed to be up longer. I needed to start earlier. And it was tough to start with. I started getting up at 5, and then it was 5 minutes before 5, and then it was 4:30, and then it was 20 minutes past 4, and I didn't want to get up at 4. I wanted that extra 20 minutes, so I was getting up at 4:20, and by doing that, I then started to become more focused. I started writing my book. I thought, all right, well, if I'm going to get this book done, I'm just going to write, and I've got to write, and I've got to write, and I've got to do it every single day, and I created some momentum for myself to be able to do that. And it was quite a moment for me, because I was listening to my coach over and over, and then I started studying other successful people as well, and not one person that had achieved this, what I considered massive success, others would too, but for this was like for me to reconcile it all in my own head. Oh golly, there's a huge flash of lightning. Maybe I shouldn't be out here walking in the complete flat. Or I'll get some good shots. Or it'll get a good shot of me. And it's getting windier. Now let me take my hat off and shield the phone. Maybe that's helping. I don't know whether that is helping at all. Maybe a little bit. And so I realised that I needed to put in a lot more work than I was putting in the moment. And then realizing that, you know, as more and more time goes past, you realize just how hard that is to keep getting up at that time, and what that actually means for you in terms of being tired and all that kind of stuff. But then through all of that, also realizing that that's what success takes. It takes harder work than you thought you needed to put in. It takes a lot more effort than you're currently putting in to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. And you can't just expect it to be easy. And once I had reconciled all that in my head, I thought, well, there's just no stopping. You've just got to keep on going, and you've got to do the hard things that are definitely hard to do, but that's what it's going to take. And once I started doing that, one thing led to another, and you start to feel like you're making progress. And because of the extra hours and yet negotiating with yourself, all right, well, when do I rest? Is it okay to have a nap in the day? And yes, it is. It's okay to get up and do all that great work first thing in the morning. You may be working 4, 5, 6 hours. The way that I do it at the moment, I'm probably working around 7 hours. I'll have some lunch, and then sometimes I'll have a 15, 20 minute nap after lunch, so that I can get through the next 9 hours of work. And that works really well for me. And I think once you have that momentum, you start to see things differently. And why is this motorbike to go past? And I think you then just become smarter. You work on the right things. Because I'm sure we all work on the wrong things for long periods of time. But it's finding out how do I work on those right things? What are the right things? And, I just love that about success. It requires hard work. And most people aren't prepared to put in the hard work. And this was also a key factor for me. If you're prepared to do what other people won't do, you've got more chances of being successful. Because it's not crowded at the top, it's crowded at the bottom. So if you want more for you want more for your life in any particular area of your life, if you do more than most people, which you're getting up before most people, you're working longer than most people, you get coaching, which most people don't do, that helps you to be able to work smarter. That gives you the, if you like, the the blueprint, the fast track to your success, because you should be getting coaching from somebody that's had way more success than you, done it over and over and over again. And then you just implement what it is that they're saying. You make sure that you are open, you are coachable, and you just keep going. You just keep becoming relentless. I think about all the people that started with me, with my coach back in 2018, and there are hardly any of those people around anymore. Now, what does that say? My coach is great, but if you don't put in the work, if you don't see what's needed to be done, and you say, oh, well, I've done enough now, which is what most people will do, then you're probably going to stay pretty close to where you are right now. Maybe a little bit better, but you're going to stay pretty close to where you are. And I was sick and tired of that. So I'm like, all right, I need to keep pushing. I need to keep pushing. And I could hear my coach, he's very big on loyalty. He kept talking about loyalty. And I could see what he was doing and the value he was bringing to those people that were loyal. I thought, well, the loyalty that he's talking about, I can't give right now. Well, sorry, let me rephrase. I couldn't be in that same position as these other people because it had been for years and years and years. And the only way that you can demonstrate that is through the passage of time. And I thought, well, I'm just going to be here. And so that's what I've done. Just keep showing up, and it gets noticed. And through that, I don't know, in some ways, I guess it's a little bit like a badge of honor that I wear the fact that I'm the person that is showing up more than most people. And that's important to me, to show that I'm doing what most people won't. I have a life that most people will never have. I have success that most people will never have. And yeah, are there more successful people than me? Of course there are. But it's about being the best version of you. And every day, I'm still looking for what can I do better. So like today, for instance, I thought, well, I'm going to a wedding, but I'm in this beautiful location. I wonder what a sunrise looks like from here. I saw the sunset. It was a warm night. I had both there's two ceiling fans in the room I'm staying. They were both on. And yeah, I had a nice sleep. But I'm obviously waking up at 5:30 for a reason. Why don't I get up and get into my day? I can have a little rest later if I need to before going to the wedding, because it's going to be a long day, I think. So you got to be uncommon. You've heard me talk about this before. Want uncommon results? Be uncommon. Do uncommon things and do them consistently, and you watch. But I think it's important to not just wander through aimlessly. You really do need to find that coach that's right for you, and somebody with that demonstrated pathway to success. Otherwise, you're just paying someone to paying someone to just do their thing, but it's not really the right one for you. So like when I first started coaching with a coach, for instance, it was a fitness business company that was you're coaching people to do their thing. But my personal feeling was that they took me to a point where they were no longer adding value. And I don't think they really saw that at the time, because a bunch of people were leaving, and they didn't pivot to retain their Australian clients and so forth. So they did a restructure, a whole bunch of Australian clients left, and they just didn't pivot. And so I found that if you don't have the value in anything, you're going to stop, right? So I stopped. I then had a break from coaching for a while. I then went to Tony Robbins coaching. And I think you're always at a different stage of your life, aren't you? So today you could get coached on something that you got coached on yesterday, but because you're in a different place today, maybe you're more well-rested, you're going to hear, and maybe it's exactly the same words, but you hear something differently. It connects with you differently in today's moment than it did yesterday, just because that's that's just nature, right? That's just our human nature as well. And I was at a different stage in my life when I had that that coaching. You know, like I had gotten, I'd gotten divorced. I was now having to work harder than I'd ever worked before, and you know, resolving things in my own headspace and stuff about my relationships and kids and all that kind of stuff. So it probably served a purpose for me at that time. I went on and did it, I think, for about 3 years, but it wasn't changing my bank account, and that was frustrating me. It's like, man, I'm paying all this money for coaching, and the coaching's costing me more than the money that I'm making. And so then I stopped that because they changed a number of coaches. Their coaches were starting to leave the organisation, and then that had some red flags for me too. It's like, okay, well, obviously there's some cultural issues or something within the Tony Robbins organisation that was having an impact on the coaches. And so, and then it was like I was getting a worse and worse coach each time. It's like, well, that person's left, our best coach has left, so I'll give you this person. That coach had then left, so then they gave me another coach. And then the final coach they gave me, I was a better coach than he was. And so I ended up stopping that and asking for a refund, and which they gave me. And then I didn't have coaching for a while, and then I found my current coach, JT, and nothing has been the same since. I really relate to who he is, his journey, his tools work, his branding works. And I've gone on to have some of the most magnificent experiences of my lifetime, all thanks to my current coach. And I'm still doing things with him every single day, every day. And again, that is one of the differences. If you've just got to be consistent with what it is that you do. So you've just got to push. There is no easy way to success. I think if you're a younger person, for instance, and you're listening, and you think that, well, I'm going to do this on TikTok or I'm going to do this on YouTube, chances are that is not going to happen for you. Even though it may have happened for someone else, it's most likely not going to happen for you. So you've got to focus on a better plan than that. Do some of that stuff on the side, but you've got to find a better plan than just trying to, you know, put out some videos or do one thing or work from your bed in your undies or something like that and be a, you know, highly successful entrepreneur. It's unrealistic. It's just unrealistic. Don't think that that's your ticket to success, and when it's not working, you think it's a failure. You've got to have a better plan, and that's why you start with your coaching. Start there, and then they can guide you into the right level of success that you truly deserve and need, and give you the tools that you need to achieve what it is that you need to achieve. And if you think it's going to be easy and you're looking for something that's easy, then you're thinking the wrong way. Don't think that way. You'll do it hard. All right, now I'm walking along the pier out to the ocean. It's still dark. Kind of sense it's getting a little bit lighter, but the sun is not up yet. So I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to walk out here. Hopefully the pier doesn't collapse. And I'll see you tomorrow. I'll tell you all about the wedding.